Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, October 18th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Inflation slashes real wages for workers. Americans brace for the most expensive Thanksgiving dinner ever. The founder of Nike wants Oregon to vote Republican. A new survey ranks the most popular Halloween candy in the USA. Also ahead, a scandal at Homeland Security. But first, red-hot inflation slashing paychecks, real wages down 3% compared to last September. Families have lost $6,000 of purchasing power. The typical 401k down 25%, that's $34,000 gone from the average retirement fund. The White House dismissing the data, said President Biden, quote, "The economy is strong as hell." That could be delusional. Tyson Foods and other producers hiking prices heading into the holidays. The nation's biggest meat packers charging 15% more for turkey, 30% more for beef, 35% for pork. Farmers blame high costs on fuel prices. Most facilities still operating at 50% capacity because of COVID, if you can believe it. Americans are now preparing for the most expensive Thanksgiving dinner in history. The big meal on track to cost 15% more than last year. Phil Knight, the founder of Nike, donating $1 million to elect Republican Christine Drazen, governor of Oregon. The richest resident in the Pacific Northwest says he is fed up with Oregon's ridiculous drug laws. Latest polls show Drazen holding a small lead over Democrat Tina Kotek, whom President Biden campaigned for last week. New survey from YouGov ranks the most popular Halloween candy this year. The treats are judged by volume of sales between October 1st and 31st. Top five, Butterfingers, Three Musketeers, Milky Way, Snickers. It's a tie for the top spot, M&M's and Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Inflation also scaring up the cost of candy. Americans paying 20% more for sweets this month. Product size, that's shrinkflation, down 8%. Cost 20% more, but you get 8% less. In a moment, a scandal at Homeland Security. Right back.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. The head of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, did something very disturbing. Remember back in September 2021, an American photographer named Paul Ratya took pictures of Haitian immigrants illegally crossing the border near Del Rio, Texas? Well, some of the images showed Border Patrol agents on horseback trying to control those migrants. The Biden administration immediately accused the agents of whipping the Haitians with their horse reins. Vice President Kamala Harris said, quote, "Human beings should never be treated that way. I'm deeply troubled by it." President Biden said, quote, "To see people treated like they did, horses running people over, people being strapped, it's outrageous. I promise you, those people, the Border Patrol agents, will pay." Now, Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas, he had something to say as well. Quote, Our nation saw horrifying images that do not reflect who we are. We know that those images painfully conjured up the worst elements of our nation's ongoing battle against systemic racism, unquote from Mayorkas. But he was lying. The Heritage Foundation obtained emails under the Freedom of Information Act between Mayorkas and Marcia Espinoza, the Assistant Secretary of Public Affairs at Homeland Security. The emails show Mayorkas was told 3 hours before his provocative quote, the whipping never took place. Here is the email to Mayorkas, quote, the photographer says things are not exactly what they seem. The photographs appear to show agents on horses with a whip in hand. The photos cause outrage because from certain angles, it appears to show Border Patrol whipping migrants. But the photographer said he and his colleagues never saw agents whipping anyone, unquote. And the agents did not whip anyone. And Mayorkas knew that, but went out anyway and ginned it up as systemic racism. That is outrageous. A subsequent investigation into the Border Patrol found that, quote, there were no whips in their possession and no one was struck by the reins, unquote. So Mayorkas should be fired immediately, but he's not going to be because Biden and Harris and the rest of the administration don't care if he lied to the American public, which he did. What a travesty. Corporate media, of course, is ignoring the story completely because it makes Biden look bad. As for the agents, they are all still on the job being paid. And I feel very sorry for them. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. You'll like it there. And I hope you consider my new book, Killing the Legends. In a moment, something you might not know. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 54 years ago today, John Lennon and his wife Yoko Ono were arrested for drug possession at their home in London. The charges kicked off years of legal troubles for the couple, both in the UK and in the USA. Here is the story. On the morning of October 18, 1968, police showed up at Lennon's apartment with drug-sniffing dogs, 8 officers, and a few members of the press. While John Lennon tried to get rid of the evidence, the squad read a warrant through a bedroom window and then broke down the front door. They discovered hundreds of grams of cannabis and morphine, heroin. Lennon pleaded guilty to save Ono, a Japanese citizen, from deportation. He was fined £150. A short time later, the couple fled the UK for New York City. But the beef continued to plague them. In 1972, Lennon and Ono wanted to settle permanently in the USA. It also happened to be the year Richard Nixon was running for re-election. the president was not a fan of the anti-war Lenin. The White House responded to his request to remain in the country by ordering his immediate deportation. The administration claimed John and Yoko had illegally concealed their previous drug conviction. Immigration law at the time banned admission to anyone convicted of drug offenses. Well, the case continued after Nixon's re-election in 1972 and all throughout the Watergate scandal. In the end, Nixon left the White House and Lenin stayed in America. In 1975, a three-judge panel ruled in Lenin's favor, stating his conviction in Britain failed to meet, quote, American standards of justice. Sadly, Lenin's time in the USA did not last very long. 5 years later, the 40-year-old was shot and killed outside his apartment in New York City, as you may know. But all in all, John Lennon's involvement with narcotics led him down a dark road. He did become addicted to heroin, and that broke up the Beatles, as I chronicle in my book, Killing the Legends. It is a sad and harrowing story. Back after this.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.